Good practice. Here's what I mean by that, too. I know it's not just effort and energy, enthusiasm. What I liked about today was yesterday we talked about the details. And really the message today was to come back and apply those details to today's practice. Although the emphasis was different, to come back and, doing it day after day. And I'm talking about communication, the line calls, the defensive calls, the communication that takes place in the back end, and doing it from start to finish. So, that was really the message today. Very pleased with how it went. Everybody's just got to do their job. That's what it comes down to. And play after play. And that consistency is what we need to continue to build.
What did yesterday's practice tape, and if you saw any today, about Senderic in individual drills?
I think there's signs where he's coming back from an injury. Where I see a little bit of rustiness, I would say. Not quite there yet, but hopefully today a better showing. But, his effort and want to, all that is there. It's just, he just needs some reps.
You talked about McCoy just briefly yesterday
In
your opening, but specifically what kind of makes him such a dynamic player?
Very disruptive. Very disruptive, I would say that. Penetrating type 3 technique. So whenever you have a 3 technique that has the ability to do that, it can disrupt plays, certain types of run schemes. And then, he's lined up on the edge, too, and you're seeing him there. So that poses a problem or issue as well. So just very talented, very disruptive, plays hard throughout.
What kind of a test is that for AJ and your other interior line?
It's a really good test. I think, because he's – and I think what they do, maybe different than some, is at times he has a three-way go. He can slant inside, stay outside, come into you. So there's different things that he does that they keep him on the move a little bit, or at times, I should say. And that makes it even more of a challenge.
How does Branch look Sunday, and how's
that? I think Branch is similar. The more and more reps, the more and more plays, I think he'll get back to his where he is at. But same thing for him. He just needs to continue to keep playing. And get those game reps.
How's he looked in practice this week?
He's looked pretty good. The opportunities he had. We did some third down today, so we'll take a look at that. But yesterday he had a good day.
What's the odds for you to increase the number of snaps each week, do you think? Or?
Yeah, I think just, we rotate the defensive line, so how much it's going to deviate, I'm not sure. But the plan is to continue to, progress him.
He's going to play 54 snaps.
54. Okay.
What does Foz need to show you tomorrow to get back in?
I don't know. I mean, I think
or
it's
something.
Yeah, I think we knew kind of going into this that this would be day after day. It would not surprise me if he didn't go tomorrow and practice, but still, we're okay with that. I think it's one of those things that it might go on to Saturday and, maybe even before the game. So I think we kind of anticipated this might happen and would not be surprised if it happened again tomorrow.
It might be questionable tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Well, your comments level on Thurston then, if he has to go on Sunday, making the calls and everything.
What I like about what happened to Thurston was he was kind of thrusted into the game. It wasn't like he was told before the game, hey, you're going to start and all that process. He went in there and had to play at a moment's notice. So I think that was good for him. So you saw his game clean up as it went on. So, but it presents new challenges. They're a different style of offense than what we saw last week, different run fits. So that part will be challenging, but hopefully he draws from those experiences last week. But, so far he's doing good.
This is a long question, but when Blake began playing, he seemed to do well in tempo, so no huddle, hurry up, and Jameis the same thing. Is that because it's less thinking, or is it because the defense has maybe given them some things?
Well, sometimes in no huddle, I can only speak for ourselves what happened, took place, but sometimes your offensive package shrinks. Sometimes the different looks that you get from the defense is a smaller version of it. It depends how a defense reacts to it. Some defense will play their whole package to no huddle. It's not a problem. So, it really goes from game to game and how teams view you as a defense. But, I would think that would be a general thought that, the package is a little bit smaller and you slow down the rush, guys get a little tired. Things don't happen as quick.
Mark Stoddard won't play.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we just got to wait and see. You know, I think it's, you know, if you looked at practice today, he took quite a few reps. He took quite a few reps. So I think that's the big thing that we need to look at. How much did he progress in his practice from yesterday?
If he's active like he was last week, why not get him 10 reps, 5 reps?
Well, I think it depends on, you know, where we're at as a team, you know, and who we need up because of other injuries as well. You know, and how many plays can he play? You're right. I would agree with you. To be able to get him in there and get 15 plays or 10 plays of third down, and I think that's what our plan is to do that when he's ready to do that. Okay. I'm not sure if he's ready right now to do that.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you.